All right, welcome to another episode of The Hum.
Hum.
Today we're talking about web trends for e-commerce stores. What are some new things going on, or last few years, I'd say even, it's kind of changed. So we're gonna go into those points shortly. Stay tuned. All right, so yeah, today we're talking about web trends going on in e-commerce stores. Not necessarily the basics of what you need for a good store, but just some of the new things going on you wanna make sure maybe your store has, or at least look into it. So yeah, let's jump in. So our first one are just product-focused websites in general. A few years back, you even seen like Apple and their design language has gone a lot cleaner and simpler.
Right.
In the past, they used the schematic stuff where it was like, they want an icon of something to do like a leather, really detailed icon or something like that. Now they're doing much more flat and simple stuff. So the same thing's going on with web trends. E-commerce stores before we'd use a lot of like drop shadows, gradients, rounded corners, all these different textured images and such.
Now it's all product focused.
Yeah, now you're going a lot of times light background or solid backgrounds. So
yes,
white,
definitely.
Light gray, some cases dark depending on the branding.
Right.
And then you're seeing the photography is really kind of
they're really up their game this time, right?
Yeah, on the good sites, absolutely, right?
I mean, you want to make sure that your customer knows exactly what they're getting, so having good photography really kind of helps sell your product even more.
Oh, yeah.
You can kind of tell, you know, if they're putting a lot of effort in their photography for their products, then you know they're going to put a lot of effort behind their product as well.
Right. And e-commerce has just really boomed. A lot of thanks to Facebook. You've seen like advertising for that, so I mean, everybody's now either drop shipping or have their own stuff or whatever. So you start to see the difference between having a reliable source you go to and click on an ad if it's all kind of shoddy imagery.
Right.
And you know, this, what is this? This seems questionable to my credit card information too.
Right,
as
exactly.
opposed to when they really spent their time with photography. Photography, it's another trust builder.
Right.
That's what's become, right? Trustmark.
Of course. I mean, why would you want to spend your money on a website that looks a little shady?
Right. Image that might have been lifted somewhere or just shot in bad lighting or something. And again, going off that, the imagery is now, it's kind of like defining the layouts a little bit more. So we're starting to see just grid patterns in different formats a little bit, right, for layouts.
It's very organized.
Before, maybe it would have been more text-heavy or graphic icon-heavy.
Right.
Where now we're starting to see the hero image might just be a product shot in use or something, right, a good call to action.
Right.
And then you're seeing if they have 20 categories, you might see like a 3-box grid, and then a 1-wide, and then 3, and then maybe a 4, whatever it is.
Right.
And they're using the layouts and the images themselves to kind of create some depth to your site.
Mm-hmm.
And some sites depends too. Some are using really clean white backgrounds and good the product might be dresses.
Right.
So like the color comes from different dresses and things.
Of course.
When you got other things that might be a little more monochrome product or something, you might then see the backgrounds be different, whether it's shot on a wall on a table or shot in different colored backgrounds and such. So if you just had a white site with white background and all gray products, that becomes a template feel, right?
Right,
it becomes
exactly.
A cheap kind of feeling. But just adding a colored image or something in each of those blocks immediately starts to change it.
Right.
And that's something that's going on pretty big right now.
That's pretty cool because at least, you know, like they're letting their products speak for themselves. They're not adding any effects to it to make it look more enticing to purchase.
Right.
They're really, like we said before, they're putting all the focus on their products and less on the effects on the website.
Exactly. Yep. So number two are Instagram integration, the shopless look things going on pretty good, especially in clothing. And
especially in clothing, and that's, you know, girls, boys, doesn't matter. I mean, if you see it on somebody, it makes you more comfortable to purchase it. It gives you that trust. Hey, you know, somebody else has actually purchased this product, so they've trusted their money with this company, then I can too. So.
Right. And that's, makeup is another big one too. If someone's wearing a certain look, right? And it's like, well, what are they wearing? How do they make this happen? It's a list of products they're wearing. And again, it's kind of leading back, just the trend going on is photography is really leading the way for e-commerce sites and non-e-commerce sites. I mean, that's Instagram influencers. They're so big because of the places they go, the things they do, and it makes people want to watch them more, and then they have some influence to show products. So that's a big thing. Yeah, just good photography and then using some integration with Instagram. And you can show a live, you know, update feed in your site, and then they click on it and they can get a pop-up of bigger version of that image, and then the products, they want to click right to it and shop to it.
Right.
So you start to see that become a bigger thing. And the last thing is live chat, which is kind of new, kind of not, but it's starting to become a lot more affluent, I guess, across many sites, right? And that too is a mix of typical just like live chat. You click on it and you get a person mm-hmm. chatting and record text. I'm starting to see more of like video chat going on too, just to kind of show it's not a robot, which right. people are wondering. And again, too, for some industries, it matters that it's domestic customer support. So
of course,
being
yeah.
able to see the person and connect and know builds trust.
Right, especially, I mean, if you're buying stuff online, it's, you know, it's when you go to a store, it's very easy. You can go up to a clerk and say, hey, you know,
right.
talk about the product and all that stuff. It's a lot more difficult when it is online because, first of all, you don't see a physical product.
Right.
Sometimes some websites do lack description or just more information that the customer needs. So it's really handy to have live chat. If you have any questions, you know, if the customer has any questions, they've got a way to be able to actually contact somebody immediately
right.
to be able like to answer their questions, and at least that way you can really close the sale a lot quicker that way.
Right.
Yeah, less questions and your customers are more happy.
And it builds trust too. Again, the fear of buying on the internet something, whether it's a purchase you're really passionate about or a very expensive purchase.
Right.
Going once you buy it, will they kind of disappear? At least you know you've already connected with Jeff, who's a live chat guy, right? Whoever
right.
it is. And if you leave the site, you can always go back and hopefully connect with someone again. So it just builds mm-hmm. trust that like they're not going to just vanish and there's
right.
no one there.
Exactly.
A lot of times you go to certain sites and there's like there's no email address, there's no real contact form. It's just very like
shady.
How's this already going to support people there?
Mm-hmm.
So a live chat and video chat's a really good way to do that. For store owners, I mean, it depends on the size of the company, if
that's
they can
true.
Man that or not. That's harder. A lot of times you start seeing sites now leverage Facebook Messenger that you can mm-hmm. integrate into it as well. And
right.
well, people don't always expect immediate responses. Sometimes you can just submit it and then 2-3 hours later, you can chat back and forth on that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas maybe traditional live chats, it was you message, you expect to get an instant response, because
right.
if you close the browser, the chat's done.
Of course.
With Facebook Messenger, it continues beyond.
Well, that's cool.
So it's nice that it's not, I have to sit here for 20 minutes, I haven't heard back. It's kind of, you might have an autoresponder of like, hey, we got your message, we're gonna get back to you, we're here. So those are kind of the three trends that are going on right now that you might be able to incorporate in your site release research and just see if it might be a good fit for you guys. Thanks for tuning in this episode, and we'll see you in the next one.